Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The current COVID surge is putting a huge strain on the state's public schools. More than 7,000 educators and school staff in Massachusetts have tested positive since early January. With so many adults out sick, schools are struggling just to keep their doors open. WBUR's Carrie Young has been checking in with several educators to see how they're keeping it together.
Potter Road Elementary School principal Larry Walpe says the last 2 weeks have been kind of like one giant game of Tetris. When I connected with him last week, he thought he had every classroom covered, just barely, until...
As I was walking down the hall, a teacher stopped me, told me she didn't feel well, and I decided I would go into her class and I would cover her.
It was a last-minute decision, but necessary. There was no one else who could step in while the teacher left to get a COVID test. Luckily, these Framingham fourth graders were excited about the arrangement.
All right, everybody. So your teacher went home. She wasn't feeling well, so I'm going to be your sub for most of the afternoon.
Yeah! Walpe used to be a teacher, so he had some muscle memory for how to do things. But he still had some learning to do that day.
For instance, right now, is there a certain line order you should get in? Show me what it looks like, fourth graders. Let's do it.
Soon enough, though, he was back in the swing of things and starting the classroom's planned lesson on how Native American people adapted when they migrated somewhere new. That theme of adaptation and flexibility resonated with him, especially right now. Walpe says for the most part, that attitude is helping him and his staff get through the surge. But some days, it's hard to stay positive.
6:12 on Thursday morning, January 13th, and sure enough, that first text came in from my assistant principal saying, hey, somebody's not coming in, so we're officially shorthanded. The struggle is real and it continues.
And it's not just in Framingham. Scenes like this are playing out all over the state.
It's honestly vaguely dystopian.
Samantha Laney teaches fifth grade at the Holmes Innovation School in Boston.
The amount of people that are there is not a number that I would ever have predicted or imagined would even be possible to keep a school open with.
Laney says a lot of staff are out sick right now, but so are students, which is also challenging to plan around.
So if I have half of my students Monday through Wednesday, and then a new set of students comes in and other ones get sick, I now have to reteach what we learned Monday through Wednesday.
And doing that is tricky. Kids are leaving and returning to her classroom on different days. And some kids haven't gotten sick, so many are hearing the same things twice.
Thus, again, contributing to me having to plan and replan and replan.
Fellow Boston teacher Caitlin Gaffney says she and many of her colleagues are feeling pretty burnout right now.
It's been very difficult on everyone.
Gaffney says she wants to be in the classroom, but she wishes that districts had more flexibility to go remote, especially in the middle of a surge like this.
I cannot fathom why we invested millions of dollars in Chromebooks, in online learning platforms, but that remote remains not an option for our students in this state.
Right now, remote learning is largely off the table for districts. Under current state policy, remote instruction does not count as an official school day. Associate Education Commissioner Russell Johnston recently told WBUR that there aren't any immediate plans to relax that rule.
So at this time, we continue to believe that in-person learning is the most effective way for students to receive the supports that they need, to make the progress they need academically, to have those social-emotional supports that they need. So that's really where our focus is at this time.
So for now, educators say they're just going to keep on plugging and doing the best they can to fill the gaps. Again, Framingham Principal Larry Walpe.
Special education teachers, English as a second language teachers have been pulled out to cover for classroom teachers.
Walpe says shifts like that aren't ideal because when those classrooms have fewer adults, student learning can suffer. Right now, Walpe and these other educators say they're at the point where the only real solution they can hope for is that the surge passes soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.